What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. It is time for the republics to be restored. And to help do that, today on the show, in the second hour, we will have our special guest, Sheriff Richard Mack. And this hour, this is Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton, and we are going to be talking about a variety of issues, but as always, the featured issue is Mountain Hours, the local currency for Summit County, Colorado. This is a debt and interest-free local currency, and it's something that is created by producers for producers without parasitism. How about that for a change? This is something that anyone can do in any county, and with the specific designed intent to create abundance, and this is very important, with the organic monetary system where the producers harness their own commercial energy to fund and finance the values that they support, they can also fund and finance organic security. And organic security is in the form of the constitutional sheriff. And that is the means by which we reassert common law or natural law, where there has to be a victim when a real crime occurs. And through a matter of corporate personhood, the parasitic users have affected statute law where they are able to make anything that you can imagine a crime. And they're able to do that by essentially the United States is a corporation. The state of Colorado, where I am at right now, is a corporation. But I'm not in the state of Colorado, because the state of Colorado is a fictitious entity. It's a corporation. The Summit County is a corporation. So by the state or the controllers putting us as a corporate subsidiary, my all capital name, which is Wayne Keith Walton, well, that is a corporation, just like McDonald's is a corporation. And just as McDonald's Corporation has full control over its corporate subsidiaries, the United States Corporation has full authority to terminate any of its corporate subsidiaries without cause, without due process, at any time. And this is the means by which we willingly give up our natural rights, is by asserting that we're a U.S. citizen. A U.S. citizen is a corporate subsidiary of the United States Corporation. So this is a big topic, and we're going to delve into that. And but before we get into that, I wanted to do a quick promotion for the event coming up next month, where Sheriff Mack will actually be in Summit County, and we're going to have him experience the Mountain Hours Revolution by him actually using the local currency. So that's something exciting. And we're going to be going on the break, and I'll give the details right after the break. Erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury.
usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal Debt Jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal Debt Jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, that's. I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or a necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
All right, surely it is not to live in pain and fear. And the reason why we do live in pain and fear is that is what's being engineered by the parasitic usurers. By dividing and conquering us with control of the monetary systems, they pit brother against brother, sister against sister, in a control scheme whereby we are always kept in lack and the original source and funding source of all of this is usury. And the entire emphasis of this show, which is its unique selling proposition, is to not only expose the fraud, the mathematic fraud of usury, it is to not just talk about solutions, but to actually affect the solution. It's to get the people using and creating and relying upon non-usury based monetary systems. And we're actually doing that here in Summit County. That initiative is called Mountain Hours. Additionally, it's also starting down in the Denver. That's called Mile High Hours. And these hour based usury free monetary systems are created by the producers to trade with the producers without parasitism, so that the producers have abundance instead of the parasites having abundance. Pretty much if you were to dial around the radio to every talk show, regardless of whether it was Democrat or Republican based, progressive or liberal or whatever, conservative, you would hear them complaining about the elite having abundance instead of the producers. And that's all a symptom of the monetary system. All of the other things that are discussed, you know, if whether you're talking about war or false flag or GMO foods or chemtrails or whatever the case may be, what you're talking about is are symptoms of the monetary system, the police state, endless war, genocide, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's a good thing that we are finally learning and we have people that are speaking out and creating alternative systems that are not part of that. So that's the entire intention of this show. And we're not talking about it. We're doing it. And we're not doing it on a small scale. And we're going big. And the way we're going big is, do you want a puff? What we're talking about with Puff is the Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. And that is going to be Independence Weekend, Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. That's where I am right now. 10,000 feet. We're surrounded by mountain peaks with snow on them. It's epically beautiful here during the summertime, so we're excited for patriots across the country to come out, along with patriot leaders in the form of Sheriff Mack, who's going to be on the show today in the second hour, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, and Joe B. Weeks. We will additionally have Tisha Cassida. These are local patriots, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. And we're going to have all these people out and basically tour around town using the local currency to show that this is a viable solution where we can remove ourselves, remove our commercial energy from the parasitic systems which steal our energy, then harness it to create the police state or the military-industrial complex or you know, GMO foods, et cetera, et cetera. So they use our energy in order to enslave us. So the way, the only way for us to emancipate ourselves is to remove our energy and create benevolent systems which liberate us, liberate our ideas, liberate our values. And it's a system that's honest. It's nothing that we're advocating violence or anything along those lines. In fact, we will have more peace, more abundance, more banking, more lending, all of these things, more money. We will have these things once the producers create systems which support themselves. The time for complaining about the other systems is over. It's over. Now, the children, if children want to continue to complain about them, they're certainly welcome to do that. But it's time for free adults. Adults fix problems. Children complain and cry. Adults stand up. They take action. And by definition, if we believe that we are free, and my soul certainly is, if we are free, that means we are responsible. So as a free sovereign, I'm stating this to my listeners right now, as a free sovereign, it is my responsibility to help emancipate my people. And as God is my witness, I'm going to do that or die trying. That is my mission in life. And I hope you feel the strength of my words, because I am down with this struggle. This is why I was born. This is why I'm on the radio. This is why I wake up in the morning. This is what touches and feeds and fuels my soul. This is what I hope you do for the people in your tribe where you live. Stand up. Learn about the local currency solution, because this is the organic means by which we remove our loving energy from the parasitic systems which are destroying humanity. This is how we do it. So come on, people. Come on. I know you're out there. I know I can touch your soul if you'll listen. I know we can do this. It's time to take leadership. Leadership is in the form of not fear-mongering. Leadership is in the form we can win. Leadership is in the form, this is the way. This is what we need to do. It's ideas that work. And man, I'm so excited. I hope you hear it in my voice because I know we can do this. I'm talking about a full and complete restoration of republics this year, where the global debt slaves are emancipated this year. I'm not talking about 5 years into the future or someday. I'm talking about we can do this immediately. Do you know how fast we can win? As soon as we all understand that the people are the money, and by virtue of them being the money, they can emancipate themselves just by changing the color of pieces of paper that they call money. As quickly as they can change that over, as soon as they go to the printer together with their neighbors and then talk to their other neighbors who own businesses, as quick as that idea spreads, the people will be free. It's that simple. And what we're talking about is a universal debt jubilee. It's the emancipation of global debt slaves. It's the human rights cause of all time. That's what this show is all about. It's talking about victory this year. All right? Do you hear the weight in my words? Not complaining. I'm not whining. I'm talking about how we're going to win. Because you know who our enemy is? Think about it. Who is our enemy? Right? I know, personally, I've lived a decadent life for a significant portion of my life. And when you live decadently, you have very low self-esteem. And the people who are the parasitic usurers, who have been living off of us as parasites, because they've been living decadently, they have a very low self-esteem. So in effect, their consciousness is the same as Smeagol. They might have more and bigger guns than we do, let's call it, or more force of arms and more Federal Reserve notes, but we have truth and love and kindness and productivity and the goodness of the universe on our side. We got the numbers, too. But our enemy is Smeagol from the Lord of the Rings, you know? That's who our enemy is externally. And internally, it's our self-doubt that we're not good enough, that we're not strong enough. And that's engineered by the parasitic usurers through their media, where they destroy our soul so that we live decadently, shallowly. We live in fear and lack. We give up our morals sometimes to earn a dollar. We don't do the right thing sometimes. And to do that, it destroys our soul. So when our soul is destroyed, we don't feel powerful enough to take them on. So the way this happens is, fortunately, God forgives. We ask for forgiveness. We repent. We walk the narrow path, and we get into the fight. We stand up against Smeagol, and we destroy the Smeagol within so that we're able to destroy Smeagol without. And we don't even have to, I'm not saying anything violently or aggressively. In fact, we just make him irrelevant. And the way we make him irrelevant is what the idea is: love the sinner, hate the sin. So I love the parasitic usurers. I don't support what you're doing. I do hate the sin which you're perpetrating, and the sin is usury. So we'll get into this a little more and talk after the break. Every day our lives are swallowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running deep.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Here it is, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stating the reality of the control paradigm. And that is that the private for-profit international Federal Reserve is the real government. There is no higher agency, a government, which has authority. So we've got a kind of a flux going on here, a change in scheduling. Sheriff Mack actually just called in the other line, so I got to coordinate a call in to him. Anyway, we're doing some juggling on the fly here. So I'm hoping in the network, Joy, if you can, please call into Mac, and he's standing by right now. As I was stating here a bit earlier, was that Sheriff Mac is our guest on the show, and we're going to get into the remedies of how we can affect change through the sheriff, and by using the sheriff to hire, using the local currency to hire the sheriff, then the organic security works on behalf of the people. So that's the way we basically break free of this top-down tyranny. We're basically trying to coordinate this right now. So he's on your line. Okay. So if Joy, as soon as you can, please put on Sheriff Mac. That would be great.
I think I'm on.
All right. There he is. Sheriff, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Super, super. well, excellent. I'm glad we were able to work everything out. And, okay, I'm just bringing my notes up. So we're hoping to, you know, discuss with you a variety of issues and promote the event. The event, just as a reminder, is the Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. That is Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. And we are very excited to have you out here in Breckenridge. It's absolutely beautiful here in the summertime. And I assume that you could use some relief from the Texas heat.
You assume correctly, sir. How far is that from Denver?
We are roughly, you know, an hour's drive from Denver, but it's, you know, Denver's, you know, mile high, and we're about 2 miles high. So the temperature in Denver actually gets pretty hot, and it's much cooler here.
Oh, wow. You guys are way up there, man.
Yeah, yeah, literally. I like to, you know, give the analogy. Like, right now, there's still snow on the peaks around here. Yeah, last year at this time, you know, this sounds bizarre, but last year at this time, we had like a longer ski season, and there was we were still snowboarding and skiing a month ago, like late May. So it's a completely different than I'm from Florida for a long time. I'm a pool contractor, so my business is the heat, basically. It's based upon people being so hot that they need some relief, and this is a totally different kind of situation here. So, well, enough of the weather. Let's get into your book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope is the title. And I was doing a little research last night, and one of the stories that was really poignant was you're telling a story. I think you're a former police officer from Provo, Utah?
Correct.
Okay. And it was you're telling a story about how this family had run a stop sign where the female driver was very busy and harried, and it was just chaos in the car. And it brought up like a moment of where you're kind of questioning, you know, what you're, if you're going to stay in law enforcement and that sort of thing. So if you could get into that, I think that's a good point. It seems like that was kind of like the point where you learned, you know, began to study the Constitution and kind of refine your role in law enforcement.
Well, yeah, it was. It was a turning point in my life and my career, because I had been a peace officer about 3.5-4 years up to this point. I'd already worked an undercover stint, which really also changed my life. You know, when you change your name and change your identity and change how you look and go into the drug culture and work and live within the drug culture, it's probably the greatest education that a cop could ever receive. But what I received in going undercover, besides risking my life and realizing that we're risking our lives for marijuana, which is less harmful than alcohol, and can even be beneficial and good for you in some instances, that we continue to promote the custom of numbers within law enforcement. We want numbers. We want to prove to the city council, to the chief of police, to even the citizens, that we're busy. And I've got a question for you and all your audience. If a police department or a sheriff's office is making lots of arrests and the numbers are way up from the year before.
Yeah, coming up, we'll have to get into that after the break, Sheriff. So I'm sorry.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah, it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils from Wall Street bangsters.
There it is. Well, it would be good if the people would get together in the streets and the hood to create abundance, to create an abundant society based upon natural law. And we're very, very thankful that we have Sheriff Richard Mack on the line, and he's going to be on for, I guess, maybe another half hour or so, as long as he can. And in addition to that, he's going to be at a Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival here in Summit County, Colorado. That's Independence Weekend from Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th in beautiful Breckenridge, Colorado. And in addition to Sheriff Mack, we're going to have Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, and Joby Weeks. And in addition to that, our musical guests are going to be Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Sheriff Mack, before the break, you were getting into a question that you wanted to ask the listeners.
Yeah, well, the question really is, do we want our police officers in this country risking their lives for marijuana? And next one is, do we want officers using constitutional discretion when they're out on the job, on patrol, and running traffic enforcement. What comes first, the Constitution or traffic enforcement laws? And so this day, I learned the lesson. The lady that you had mentioned that's storied in my book changed my life this day. I mean, I was parked at an intersection, a four-way stop, and she runs a stop sign right in front of me. And I looked inside her car, and she had about five or six kids in there that were just giving her the dickens. And they were fighting, they were screaming, they were yelling, they were all over. It looked like the Tasmanian devil inside this lady's car. And she accidentally ran the stop sign because she got so preoccupied with her children. And so I, after she's more than halfway through the intersection, she looks over at me. She looks and finds herself within the intersection. She's very startled. She's very shook up. And she looks over at me, and she raises her hand up in the air, kind of like, oh, gee, just off her steering wheel for a minute, for just a second, as if to say, oh, my goodness, what else could go wrong today? So she immediately pulls over. I don't even have to turn on my red and blue lights. I walk up to the car. She has her license and registration already out the window, and I start writing her ticket. She never makes any complaint to me. Her kids are still fighting. Some of them are crying. And she is not there. She's ignoring them. She's ignoring me. She's ignoring the world. But what did I do? Well, I start writing the ticket. I just kind of clap my hands and say, good, this is going to be another easy ticket for me, another slash mark for my daily activity report. I'm going to have a great day writing tickets, and my sergeant's going to pat me on the back and say, you're doing a good job out there, because I'm bringing in a lot of numbers. And numbers, numbers, numbers is what the police departments were all about. So I wasn't going to disappoint anybody. And I just started writing the ticket. Towards the end of the ticket, I signed my name and serial number, which every cop has to do. And then I paused for a moment. And I looked down at this lady's dilapidated, cruddy old car. It wasn't worth $300. It was a cruddy old compact station wagon. And in fact, it was a Datsun, if I remember correctly. This was about 1983. And then I looked down at her snotty-nosed kids, and I looked at this depressed, dejected woman, and then I looked at me. And I'm telling you, it was the most penetrating gaze I'd ever felt in my life. And I asked myself a couple of questions. I said, is there anything you're doing here, Mac, that's helping this family? Is there anything you're doing here that's making this a better place to live? Well, I felt totally ashamed, and I walked away with the ticket in hand. And the rest of my shift, I wondered why I was a cop. I wondered what this was all about. Is this really all this is for? Is this why I get a paycheck to come out here and harass the citizens and to extract from them their substance and their hard-earned money? This lady couldn't have afforded this ticket if it had been a $5 ticket. And yet, she had threatened no one. She did this totally accidentally. All she needed was a little encouragement to make sure that if you have trouble with your kids, pull over and take care of your kids and then drive down the road. That's all she needed to learn. And it was okay with me to try to help her with that. But to just write her a ticket like it's automatic like all tickets should be automatic, and that tickets are appropriate in the first place. And if you read the Eighth Amendment, it says no excessive fines or bail. Well, I read the Eighth Amendment. I read all of the Bill of Rights, and I felt ashamed that I wasn't keeping my oath of office. I had sworn an oath to uphold and defend, protect and preserve the U.S. Constitution. And here I am violating the Eighth Amendment because I guarantee you that tickets in this country, citations from cops, are both excessive in the amounts of the fines that are associated with these tickets, and the numerous frequency by which we write these tickets. We literally bring in $7 billion a year just on radar tickets alone in this country. And I guarantee you most of that is for political reasons and so that we can attempt to justify our existence through the generation of revenue. And so I became, as I studied the Constitution and the works of the Founding Fathers and their intent, that ticket writing is completely contrary to American ideals as expressed in the Constitution and in our history. And that cops have gotten far too officious and far too oppressive and far too out of line. We're no longer protect and serve. We are here to harass and annoy. We do not follow our oaths of office, and that's about 99% true in all of law enforcement today. We pay very little attention to the oath of office or to principles of the Constitution. And my entire clarion call, and the reason I wrote the book, is a plea to all peace officers, and especially sheriffs, that we will return to our oath of office, return to the principles that our country was founded upon, and that we actually have a duty and a responsibility to stand for freedom and to protect our citizens from tyranny and overzealous, out-of-control government. There. That's what the book is about.
That about covers it, right? Does it not? It's interesting to hear about, like, kind of like the exact moment where it's almost like a, you know, like a divine intervention sort of moment, because I can remember mine.
It was definitely divine intervention.
Uh-huh. It's beautiful that you can recognize the exact time when it happened, because it's so fundamental to everything you've done since then, and it's essentially what you've built your whole life's mission since then.
Well, it was the precursor to everything I did later on as sheriff, and this started in, as I said, 1983. And then I moved from Utah back to my hometown in Arizona in 88. So that took 5 years right there. But my education should have come a lot quicker and faster. And I made a promise while I was studying the Constitution that I would never be on the wrong side again, and that I would follow the Constitution as a peace officer. And then I decided, well, I don't want to just follow somebody else's rules and opinions. I want to run my own office. And so I moved to Arizona, ran for county sheriff in my hometown, and I was elected. And I was reelected in 1992. And then in 1993, the Brady Bill was signed into law. 1994, the agents of the federal government came to our sheriff's meeting to tell us that we had to comply with the Brady Bill provisions and conduct criminal history and mental history background checks on citizens in our county before they could qualify to keep and bear arms. And I maintain that, one, federal government cannot tell me what to do. I'm constitutionally elected sheriff, and I don't have another boss besides the people of my county. And the federal government can't commandeer my office for federal bidding. So I objected to that, and they're trying to force me to participate in a federal gun control scheme. I said, I'm not going to do that either. So I was the first sheriff in American history to sue the federal government, and in this particular case, it was the Clinton administration. And I said, I'm going to sue the Clinton administration to get out from underneath the Brady Bill. And six other sheriffs joined the lawsuit from all across the country, and Sheriff Prince from Montana and I ended up at the Supreme Court together in December of 1996, and then June 27, 1997, we're coming up to the 15-year anniversary of this case. June 27, 1997, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the sheriffs were correct, that the federal government cannot tell us what to do, and in fact, the federal government can't tell anybody in your state what to do. It emphatically states that the states are not subject to federal direction. So that means the president being a federal officer and the United States Congress being a division of the federal government have no authority to tell the states to do anything. And if those entities, president and Congress, have no authority to tell the states to do something, then how did the EPA get the authority to do that, or the FDA or IRS or any of number of the other bureaucracies in Washington? And what really scares me and worries me the most is that these bureaucracies in Washington, D.C. actually believe that their policies and regulations supersede Bill of Rights, that their policies are superior to our own Constitution. And so that's where the fight is now happening, and I'm working with sheriffs all across this country and other public officials to make sure that the balance of power as intended by the Constitution is returned and restored. And if we're going to do that, we have to have sheriffs, counties, and states on board the freedom train, on board the Constitution train.
Yeah, it seems like that in different areas, particular issues are more, that they're able to draw support from the community. Sometimes, like locally here in Breckenridge, they actually decriminalized marijuana in the town of Breckenridge. It's one of the very few spots in the country. And then other areas, it's on gun rights, and other areas that might be raw milk. And it seems like it's the sheriff has to like pick those and kind of use that as the example in that particular community where that particular issue is popular. Can you elaborate on that a little bit as to what's the different issues that are popular?
Well, it should be all of them. All of those issues are something the sheriff should be involved with. I've been involved with all of those issues. But it's, you know, the Bill of Rights or the Constitution is not a cafeteria. You don't get to pick and choose which freedom issues you get involved with. Now, I readily admit some are more prevalent in some areas because you might not even have anybody distributing or wanting raw milk in your particular town, especially if you're a small town. But I would imagine that Breckenridge has that issue. But again, some areas might not be a big issue. It might not be an issue at all. But the sheriffs are required, and I believe every peace officer and every public official are required to support every freedom issue. And like I say, it's not a cafeteria. You don't get to pick and choose. Like one say, well, we're really into land rights here, and we want the farmers left alone. But then he lets the federal government come in and confiscate guns. That would be somebody who doesn't understand the entire Bill of Rights. Or someone who allows the federal government to dictate religious intolerance. Then that's somebody who doesn't understand the First Amendment. Or there's other issues relating to freedom of speech, too, that certainly apply. But the raw milk issue is extremely vital. And recently one of our constitutional sheriffs, who's part of our CSPOA, CSPOA.org is where you can find out more information about that, and that's Sheriff Brad Rogers from Elkhart County, Indiana. And the FDA came in to do some spot inspections on a local farmer by the name of David Hostetler. And Hostetler happens to be an Amish farmer, and the Amish don't believe in pasteurizing their milk. They're very careful, they're very clean, but they believe that cows should be able to eat grass and that the farmer should be able to milk those cows and provide that product to their friends or neighbors or anybody who would like this very nutritious and wholesome food. So what my concern with that is that the FDA is sending in SWAT teams to arrest these people. And the sheriff should be prevented. Another incident about freedom of religion occurred in San Juan Capistrano, California, where the Flam family was fined for having Bible study at their home. And they said that their home was zoned for Bible study or religious activities. And so they were fined $1,000 or something. And they've had to get a lawyer to get the zoning committee to back off. Well, a sheriff should have stopped that, too. A sheriff would only have to go over to the zoning commission and say, do you know and understand the freedom of religion in this country? That's the reason our country was founded, was on that very principle of freedom of religion. And so these people have First Amendment rights that you're not allowed to violate just because you believe their home wasn't zoned. Secondly, that also violates another principle of the First Amendment, the right to peaceably assemble. And I can have 15 or 20 people over to my home to talk about anything we want to. And I don't have to ask zoning for permission to do that. So these are all key issues that every sheriff needs to be aware of and acknowledge that it's there and that he has a duty, a sworn oath, a responsibility to defend and protect his people from these types of abuses. So it doesn't matter if it's gun rights or the pursuit of happiness that these Amish farmers, and it doesn't matter if they're Amish or atheists for that matter, they have a right to pursue their business the way they want to. And so the sheriff has a responsibility to protect that God-given right. So I'm really concerned about all of that. We're really concerned that sheriffs learn these duties and that we're changing a paradigm in America where we're just supposed to go along and follow the laws and enforce all the statutes.
Absolutely.
And, I'm telling you, I don't believe
that. We're going into a break. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mack.
Behavior, water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Surely it is not to live in pain and fear. And I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and this is Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. Our special guest is Sheriff Richard Mack, who's also going to be appearing at our Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, which is in Breckenridge, Colorado, Independence Weekend. So it's just less than a month away. Please go to Rocky, RockyMTNPUFF.com for tickets. They're $75, and you'll be able to meet Sheriff Richard Mack, get a copy of his book. Additionally, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Gradowski, Joby Weeks, and Jordan Page, the musician, along with the artist, The Wandering Monks. Sheriff Richard Mack, what is the best means by which for the people to get more information about your book?
Well, go to sheriffmack.com, and every citizen, every person in this country needs to read that book. It's only 50 pages long. It's extremely powerful, but it details and connects all the dots as to how and why your sheriff is the ultimate authority in your county, as to why he has the duty and responsibility to protect you from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, which includes protecting you from out-of-control government. And as you can tell, with the CSPOA, that is our main goal, is to make that shift and have all peace officers, but especially sheriffs, because the sheriff is the only elected law enforcement officer anywhere in the county, anywhere in the country, and he reports directly to the power source, we the people. So everybody should get that book. Again, it's called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And it's very inexpensive. You can get three for like $20, and everyone should be all over that. And it will really open up your eyes, and more importantly, after you get it to your sheriff and have him read it, it will open up his eyes, and then we accomplish a great deal in getting the citizens and the sheriffs working together to restore our constitutional republic.
Yeah, and that's so important, because a lot of the stuff that I see coming out of Occupy is essentially the parasitic usurers are financing this conflict between the people and the Occupy movement and the police. And it's a political theater to pit basically slave against slave, debt slave versus debt slave. And the law enforcement is not our enemy. It's the control agents at the top that are engineering all this on purpose. So what we need is the constitutional sheriff who supports our natural rights, and basically to stand up as our protector of our natural rights, and totally we have to recognize that we're on the same team. And so take advantage of that offer three for $20 and get that out to your family. So that they can learn that the law enforcement is our friend, and it's necessary that they're there to protect our natural rights. Sheriff, are you able to stay over into the next hour, or do you have to head to your appointment?
Yeah, I got to get. He's now here.
Okay, well, that's good timing. I truly appreciate you on, and excited to meet you face to face next month. And we're out. Thanks for appearing, and we'll look at sheriffmack.com.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. We'll see you soon.
Choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as
gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800...